U.S. military drill. Warrior strike. Practices invading North Korea. Seizing their nukes. The Aegis Alliance. The country of North Korea has constantly been expressing concerns over the increasing amount of United States military drills around and along their borderline. Although U.S. officials have insisted these types of drills are routine, but it isn't hard to view the nature of these drills as inherently hostile towards the government of North Korea. This most recent drill is entitled Warrior Strike, and it was a four-day-long simulation of a joint U.S. and South Korea invasion of North Korea on the ground, which involved locating and seizing all of North Korea's nuclear arsenal. Such types of operations will be viewed as threatening by North Korea, as of all threats, which has developed and is further developing its nuclear capabilities, specifically as a way to deter an invasion by the U.S. if the United States is confident that they're able to successfully invade and take possession of those weapons, North Korea's deterrent efforts are greatly reduced. The drill is also underscoring U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis' recently released letter to Congress, which states the only way of ensuring the disarmament of North Korea is by ground invasion. Seeing as how President Trump's threats to totally destroy North Korea that are long-standing, and his very publicly viewed distaste for diplomacy, the idea of the United States beginning a disastrous war on the Korean Peninsula is still viewed as a realistic threat. Kyle James Lee. The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.